Ryan Charlton, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. 1-1 draw against Clitheroe. What's your assessment of this afternoon's performance?
Yeah, game of 2 hours, really. Thought we did well second half. They were always going to cause problems, and they came after us early, and it took a while for us to adapt to what they were about. But all in all, happy with the point because, you know, we've had a tough week, 3 games in a week, and we've had a few knocks here and there and had to change the team today. So, yeah, we'll take a point, and we've got another one coming thick and fast Tuesday. So,
we'll talk about your team changes. First one, Dale leaving, goal you had to bring him in yesterday. I guess you must have known him from your Stoke City days.
Yeah, he was mentioned, and people made a phone call, and obviously I knew him well from the Stoke days. So, you know, we've just had to ask the question if he's available and willing to travel, and he was, and he's done well today, really well. Hasn't put a foot wrong, and I'm happy for him, and the lads are happy with him. So he's a big presence in the box, and I think that helps us.
What's your assessment of their goal? Because I think everyone but Stefan had stopped playing for a second.
Yeah, I was hoping the linesman would put his flag up. He did tell us after that, you know, somebody kept him on. I think it was Jaden in the end because, you know, the winger as well was in behind and he had to drop. So it's tough because I always say you hate strikers that get in between centre-halves, and that's what he did today. And I said to Joel at half-time, one of us needs to be marking him, and if it's my side, I need you round me tight. And yeah, it's one of them things. It's broke for them, big ball up top, and they get through. It's disappointing, but I don't remember many other chances that I had, so we did well in the end.
And then the equaliser from Jaden Cottrell, a striker's finish from a defender. That must be pleasing that the goals are being shared around the team.
Yeah, he took it well. Surprised that he's in that position sometimes, but he drove up the pitch, come across, and there's a great little 1-2 with Dodsey, and that's what you get from Louis. He's going to be cute around the box, and he took it well, so buzzing for him, buzzing for the lads to get the equaliser. And I think if there was another 5-10 minutes, we possibly would have had another chance to take it.
Should you have had a penalty just before that equaliser? You didn't look very happy with the referee.
Well, if you're on about the one that on me, the corner's come in and it's gone over everybody, and the centre half just didn't want to chase me, and he just grabbed my arm and pulled me down. And the ref was like, well, the ball was nowhere near you. I said, well, what were you looking at? He said, the ball. I said, well, if you're looking at the ball, you must have been able to see us in your eye line because the ball's coming over our head. And he was like, nah, you were never getting that. I said, there was nobody around me. I was favourite to the ball. And he pulled me down. But I think he thought that the ball was far too gone. But I disagree because he has just grabbed hold of my hand. And literally before the corner came in, he said, he's too old for this. He needs to stop chasing people. And lo and behold, he pulls me down 10 seconds later. But, you know, I don't look at them things and think we should have done this and go raving and ranting and raving at the referee. It's one of the decisions that he hasn't made, and move on from it.
You're picking up points, particularly here at the moment. A win would obviously be fantastic, but you're keeping plugging along, getting the points on the board, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what we've got to do. It's, you know, some days you'll get a bit of luck, a little touch on the edge of the box here and there, and it'll fall for us and we'll smash it in. But the spirit and the determination to keep going is never, ever going to drop. We've got a great bunch of lads that want to do well for themselves and for the squad and for this club. So I have no doubt that the win will come and then we'll just eventually kick on. I've said to them, don't wait till it's too late and there's games running out and we have to start looking over our shoulder. I said, the time is now to start pushing and pushing and make sure we get 3 points at some point. Yes, it's not easy. You know, we've had some tough games. Tuesday, not so tough, but didn't get the goal we needed. But again, as I say, we're happy with the one today, and we've got another tough game Tuesday.